As most people know, last week it was all about, well, the election's about groping and inappropriate touching and women coming forward after many years of not saying a word. This week, though, is different.
Yeah.
This week, Donald Trump is attacking the system, if you will. Let's talk to Mac and Gatos election insider and former governor Arizona, former governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, about that. Governor, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing good. So let's play Trump's clip. He is claiming that the election is rigged, Governor. Here's what he said.
The election is being rigged by corrupt media pushing completely false allegations and outright lies in an effort to elect her president.
Well, I don't think he'd be saying this if the polls were different. How is the election rigged, Governor? Is Trump wrong on this?
Well, I do believe that there is the left-wing media that is very, very biased, and they don't want to talk about the subject of policy. They want to talk about all this nonsense, and they seem or appear to me, and I think a lot of people, that they are very biased towards Hillary, and it's unfortunate. Now, in regards to our elections here in Arizona, I feel very confident that our elections are above scrutiny and that every vote will count. I know when I was chief election officer, we were very, very diligent about doing that.
You know, I hear what you're saying, Governor, but we remember the presidential preference primary that happened a number of months ago, and some people said, well, that was helping certain people not vote. So when Donald Trump comes out and says the whole thing is rigged, I mean, people start believing that.
That's dangerous.
Well, the polling and the preference, unfortunately, they took data, from my understanding, and they distributed it the way that they should. And there was such a huge population that came out to vote that they underestimated the population. And, of course, the county moved forward. And this time there are plenty of polls and early ballots are out. So there's no excuse for any of that business.
Right, right. But if you keep saying the election's rigged, the election's rigged, I think that a lot of people might believe that. And that's where I just don't understand why he's doing that. Why would Donald Trump say the whole system is rigged? I understand the media. I understand that, you know, he doesn't like the media. He doesn't like the narrative that's being put out there. I get that. But when you say the whole thing is rigged, I mean, that is something that's going to last a long time after this election, I think.
Well, I can only speak, in details in regards to Arizona. And Arizona elections are very adequate. We've got so many things that we've implemented to make sure that people don't vote twice, that you're a United States citizen, that you are doing it right. Our voting tabulators, they're not online. So, I mean, they're separated, and it is it's safe. I believe that everybody's vote will count. But I believe that it all comes into the context of Donald Trump believing, as do so many other people, that they the left-wing media is so, so biased. It's more than a person can really bear. I mean, she lies about everything, and they turn and they spin it to her favor. It's just wrong. But I do believe that the Arizona constituency and across the country, they get it. And I think that we'll have a big surprise moving forward on November 8th.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is joining us. She does every Tuesday at about this time. So with Donald Trump saying the election's being rigged, President of the United States comes out today and he says this.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
Is he whining? Oh, is Trump
is that
just
condescending or what?
Is it true?
It is
condescending.
And he did it in front of the White House, right? Is that where that was this morning? I didn't get to see his speech, but is that where he did it?
I believe so.
Oh, really? Well, most elected politicians wouldn't do something like that as their capacity as president or governor or senator in front of the establishment of the American people. Maybe on the campaign trail it would be different, but to stand in front of the White House, so condescending. We are out there. We are getting our votes.
But is Trump whining? Isn't he whining? I think he's whining.
Why?
I think that he should be making his case. I don't think he's brought up any I don't think he's brought up any intelligence. He hasn't brought up any information that the polling places are going to be untrustworthy. There's not people that are going to vote because someone told them to vote for Hillary Clinton.
He comes out with policy almost every day, every day. And he goes and he gives speeches. I mean, they're all printed. They're all online. I get copies of them every day. Mm. Unfortunately, the media, they don't want to talk about that.
But
they
he said over the weekend, Governor.
They want to talk about.
He said over the weekend 30, 40 times that the election is going to be rigged. If you say that 30, 40 times, you're obviously trying to get your point across that the election is going to be rigged. So he started this whole narrative, and now people are reacting to it.
So, and that's what the media wants to talk about. That is rigged. So,
that's what Trump wants to talk about.
You play right into it.
But no, Trump is talking about. All we're doing is replaying what Trump said. And what Trump is saying is that the election is going to be rigged. If he says it 40 times over the weekend, that's going to be the narrative. And that's his fault if he doesn't like the narrative.
Well, I disagree with you. I think you guys and all media, they have a responsibility to talk about what the people of the United States want to hear. And that's about what are we going to do about the economy? What are we going to do about the job?
But if
what
he doesn't talk about the economy, Governor, over the weekend, and all he talks about is everything being rigged, that's what we're going to talk about.
Well, then why don't we talk a little bit about WikiLeaks?
Okay. What is the big deal with tell me what the big deal with WikiLeaks? They're getting the dump email and I'm seeing all these different names. I'm not seeing a Hillary Clinton email.
There's no smoking gun connecting Hillary Clinton to anything.
Whoa.
That's a wow.
Come on. It's her campaign. I mean, you know, they are so cozy with the media that has been totally exposed from the campaign, even where, what was it, last night or this morning on Politico, where he even referred to himself as a hack, because they wanted approval on an article they were writing. I mean, is that not unfair? Is that not biased?
I think the latest with Hillary Clinton is she tried to maneuver the FBI to unclassify something or keep something classified. And,
right.
And they said no. And sure, it makes Hillary look like Hillary Clinton. She looks like she is, she's a liar. She's all. But there's.
Well, that was the quid pro quo.
Yes.
Was the quid pro quo.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But, which will be investigated by the United States Senate.
Right, but
that's illegal. That is illegal.
But the FBI didn't agree to it, so it's like the Hillary Clinton camp asked for it, and then the FBI said, no, we're not doing that. So, yeah, they asked, and yeah, that's kind of dirty, but nothing happened.
I have always been respectful of our law enforcement, the Department of Justice, the FBI, our local people, our policemen. I've always been very respectful of them. Unfortunately, I think that with regards to the Department of Justice and the FBI today, people understand that they get their walking orders from the White House and something has gone askew.
Mac and Gatos election insider, former governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, joins us as she does once a week, giving her insight. Gatos seems to think, and I want to know if you think the same thing, that the polls are going to show, or after the election, that there are people who won't admit in polls that they want to vote for Donald Trump, and that we will see either a closer election or Donald Trump has the possibility of winning, where right now polls are saying that Hillary is pulling ahead. Do you know people yourself who won't admit or have taken a survey or a poll and they don't admit that they want to vote for Donald Trump? Are we going to see a big surprise November 8th?
I think there's a lot of undecided people out there that I have spoken to, but most people that I come in contact with, no matter where I'm at, are Trump supporters. But we have our work. We're not taking any vote for granted in Arizona. We know that there are polls that are out there that show that Hillary is very, very tight here. Mm. And she's sitting in the big guns. I guess we're going to have a few of people here, Bernie and Chelsea and
Michelle Obama too.
Michelle,
she's coming.
Obama. Right. So, they obviously must think that they have a chance. And that's.
But do you know anybody?
We have a great guest.
But do you know anybody that won't admit that they're going to?
I do.
You do. So you kind of think that the polls are not really accurate, that we are going to see either a really tight election or he still has a possibility of winning.
I do. I really, truly do. And I think that if they look back and they see what we're talking about in regards to the stakes that our country are in right now, that they've got to listen very cautiously to what these two are saying and look at their history in regards to their policy and what they have said on the campaign trail. And when you listen to Hillary, we know she lied to us about Benghazi. She lied to the parents of the soldiers. She lied about her emails. She lied about pay to play. She lied about her public and private policies. She's put our national security at risk. She wants higher taxes. She wants less jobs. She's all for, wheeling and dealing. And she truly is the deal maker, except always dealing for herself. Always dealing for herself, getting her pockets lined with the dollars.
I couldn't agree
more.
We
want change.
Yeah.
We want change.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is joining us. Chelsea, Bernie, Michelle Obama, as you mentioned, in Arizona. Your gut feeling, you've always told us, don't worry, Trump's going to win Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Hillary really is stacking the deck this week.
Full court press.
I mean, this is a full court press. Are you more worried now that Trump might not win Arizona? Are you still very confident, as you have been throughout the year we've spoken to you?
Well, I am not taking anything for granted. I certainly am out there working as hard as I know how. I know that the Republican Party is out there working. They got foot soldiers out there. And if you listen or you read the polls, which we all do, we know that it's a tight race. So those people that are out there that are undecided, we want them to listen and we want them to come on board with Trump. And we want to make sure that everybody gets their vote in today if they got an early ballot. And if not, do it tomorrow. And be sure if you don't have an early ballot to show up. You got to show up and be counted. You can't take anything for granted in this election. Ever.
Mac and Gatos election insider, former governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer. Again, Governor Brewer, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And have a good time at the debate.
Thank you.